זה חוי עץ אשר עוצה השם אליקח למיריון בדר בתסר במצרים. It's one of the tefillos that the mitzvah to remember every day what happened to Miriam that she got saras for saying Lashon Hara, and Moshe Rabbeinu, even though she had good intentions, the bottom line is that she did say something negative about Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Tzaim says that when it says remember, it doesn't just mean just say those words and don't think about it. If not in Spoinin, it won't help you. The idea of reminding yourself every day, she was so great and she didn't say something so bad, and even though she got such a terrible punishment, God proclaimed it to us, and how careful we have to be the way we speak. It's a muscle that a doctor gave a patient a potion, and the way it works is it's very bitter, and you taste the bitterness, and that has an effect on the body, and that brings you to food. And the toilet didn't want to taste the bitterness, so he mixed it with a lot of sugar, or he swallowed it very quickly, and he's taking it for a while, nothing's happening. He goes back to the doctor, and the doctor says, "Doctor, you gave me this potion, it's not working." And the doctor said, "What did you do?" He said, "Well, he did it, so you know, it doesn't taste good, so I said, no way, it don't taste good." The doctor said, "You missed the point. The whole refuah is that you go through the experience of tasting the bitterness." So it's the same thing, that if you just say, "Fresh Hosh and Gil Amidim," every day without paying attention to the bitterness of Lashon Hara, what it causes, the damage it causes to a person and to others, then it will not have effect. It's something we always need to have a chizuk in. Abu Ya'uki Tayyib Hashem. The other way around is to be misbehaving on all the goodness we have, how good Hashem is to us, and the Mela that will help us control ourselves. There's no reason to look at negativity and not what's going on by other people and not in anything. Focus on the positive things. The Megillah says, Hashem HaMedrash, that every time a person holds himself back from saying a dvar masudim, Yizeichel la'or ha'gonosh enkel malach ve'yichol l'shayich. That's the greatest levels of Olam Haba Yizeichel to. So we have the two parts. The sumay ra, remind yourselves of the bitter punishment that one gets for Lashon Hara, and the Tzad Sheini, the Asay Toiv, which it says the person holds himself back as if he did a mitzvah. Remind ourselves that if someone tells you, "I give you $100 or 378 shekel or whatever the price is today," for every time you hold yourself back from saying Achshash Lashon Hara, everybody would be pretty good at it, and we'd be very wealthy also. Have a lot of opportunities to take advantage of this mitzvah. So here we're saying it's not only $100, trillions of dollars. Oh, our goodness, we don't even know what that is, but something more valuable than anything in this world that one can get. It's another incentive on Elul, the Ikra Avoida of Yom Noiram, is Dibul, Kuchim Mochim Dvorin, Dibul of Trilo, Dibul of Vidui. And we know that the Koich HaDibul we have is relative to how we use our Dibul. That's a shame. We don't use our Dibul properly. It affects the ability of our Trilas to be Oilat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have so much good to see around us and a lot of opportunities to control ourselves, take advantage of it, and we'll save ourselves both from the bitterness and the desire to sweet lives in this world and the Netzach and Sochi.